Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Speaking of the Royals, everybody has kind of their off-season wish list. Maybe it's signing somebody, maybe it's an organizational change, whatever it may be. You guys can text in a few. I've got three. Cody, you've got a couple as well. We'll try to narrow it down to three each. For what we would like to see the rest of this offseason, or the beginning of this offseason, I should say, for Kansas City. I think, for me, you know, I've been on this all year. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's number one on the list, but I feel like most of the personnel is going to be the same, so maybe this is number one. I think there has to be a shakeup with the hitting staff. We stopped talking about it once it became apparent they weren't going to do anything in season, so there was no point in me bringing it up every single week again. But you know my feeling on Alex Zumwalt and others in the hitting staff. I don't know how you can have the offensive season that you had up until the final 2 months and not make a change there. Last year, even when they made the playoffs, the offense was average. The year before, the offense was bad. It's not like you've ever seen out of this current hitting staff an offense that's towards the top half of the league anyway. So to me, you've got the players, you know, for the most part, the core that you're going to have. You just had a season where, yeah, you did have multiple players with 30 home runs, 100 RBI. You say, well, what's wrong with hitting? Yeah, but it's the other guys, not the star players. Like, you know, not to downgrade what anybody has adjusted and turned into a player into. I think they get credit for Michael Garcia's development, no doubt about that. You know, but after that, there has to be more success at developing hitters within the organization. You know, Carter Jensen hopefully can change a lot of that. Jack Caglione, we're going to see next season. But it's been a while since a player, in my opinion, a top prospect has come up other than Bobby Wood Jr., where you felt like, all right, there was true adjustment from the hitting staff when a player maybe is struggling. Some of the free agent signings as well. So to me, number one on the list is adjusting the hitting staff, whether that means moving on from Zumwalt or others.
I think adjusting the lineup is more where I'm at. If they decided to make those moves, I'm not here to like, hey, whoa, slow down. No, it's fine. I would understand the change of the hitting staff. I want them to reevaluate their order. And I know that sounds overly simple, but it's what bat do you need to make it a qualified lineup 1 through 7 in the attempt to avoid these lulls that the team has had each of the last 2 years where the offense just disappears. So like these two go hand in hand. I want them to rework their order, but that also means part two for me is you're going to have to get a bat that gets on base, and it's going to have to be probably at that left field position. But if you told me it was a super utility guy, if you told me it was, I would borderline put sign Adam Frazier on my offseason wish list. And
it's amazing how things have changed. Now multiple people
are... Well, he's like a versatile player.
Everybody
can get on, you know, like he does a good job.
Everybody's freaking out about Cam Devaney getting traded, and now everybody's on board. They want Adam Frazier re-signed. What a difference a couple months makes.
I just want a qualified, you know, veteran bat, and they were significantly more consistent on offense once they had a guy at the bottom of the order that didn't do that. That did get on base. That did give qualified major league bats. So re-sign Adam Frazier, and then I would say... rework your order. The third thing I would do is fairly simple, which is I'd trade a starting pitcher to improve the lineup. Like, that's where I'm improving the lineup. I'm trading away one of those guys.
Yeah, that's on the list as well for me. Vern kind of scared me a little bit when we talked to him last week that, you know, he doesn't feel like maybe necessarily they're going to be able to do much more than finding a platoon player. I still think they need to utilize the depth with the starting pitching, with guys that have control, that you can actually get a legit outfield bat to help not only with the lineup, but also defensively as well, an everyday player. I don't know if they're going to do that, but that would be on my list. And then the last one, it's another staff-related one, and this sounds simple. You have to do whatever it takes financially as an organization to make sure that Brian Sweeney is still with the Royals organization. I don't know what he makes currently. All I know is the number needs to be higher because somebody else is going to come and try to poach him. And so
whatever he wants,
whatever that dollar amount is, it needs to be bumped up. You cannot afford to lose somebody like Brian Sweeney on this coaching staff and what he's been able to do with this rotation and multiple pitchers, whether they were homegrown guys once they got to the big league level or obviously trade acquisitions and maybe a tweak here or there. I think he's been outstanding. So two coaching staff related ones for me. One is making sure you retain somebody, and the other is moving on from somebody.
No, I get the part of Brian Sweeney, which you're talking about adding. Which of the pitchers would you trade? Just out of curiosity.
I think it needs to be Noah Cameron. Not that I don't like the guy at all. I think it's
the control. The local kid. No,
well, it's because to me he brings back more than most of these other guys because of the control that he has.
So when you look at the offseason comments, they pretty much hinted at the idea that the people you would expect would be anchoring the rotation would be anchoring the rotation, as in it would most likely be the guys that you would think. It'd be Cole Reagans, Chris Bubich, and Michael Wacha, as in, you know, those guys aren't likely to go anywhere. If you listen to the comments they've made so far this offseason, not saying that they have to stick with every part of that. And again, we'll hear from them at 11 o'clock. But if those are the guys, well, then you have to make the decision between Kolek, Cameron, Bergert, Avila, and Lugo. Lugo will be in there too. I don't think you can trade Bubich, which means I think you can only trade Bergert, Falter, Bubich, or maybe Bubich, right? Let's put him at least on the list, and Cameron. And of those guys, look at how little they had to give up to get Bergert and Kolek. Do you think that there's people banging down the door for those guys just yet? The Royals have worked miracles with them, but I don't think their value has inherently changed across all of baseball in a month of watching them. It really only leaves you two guys. In my opinion, it only are three. It is the Chris Bubich, if somebody will give you something, but it's limited, and you're just making a decision to move on from him, even though I don't think you're getting maximum value. Noah Cameron, the person with all the inherent value in the world.
That's the reason why he's the answer to me, is
young,
because of value.
And you've never seen him fail, so everyone in the legal thinks it's work. Or the big swing, which is you could trade Cole Reagans.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting as much as you think for Cole Reagans.
Which is, I'm just saying,
I know he looked good in his last two, which was a great sign, and maybe gives you some more versatility there. But I think Noah Cameron brings back the biggest haul. Sometimes you have to trade someone that people don't want to lose in order to go and acquire something that helps you long term with an issue that was glaring in 2025. And that is, of course, another outfield bat. Unless you're just going to roll the basically
it better be an everyday starter.
Unless you're going to virtually roll the same team out there and you're basically just hoping, as we've gone through, you're hoping that, you know, obviously you're confident Bobby will still be Bobby. Okay, that's realistic. Nobody's doubting that. Vinny, Ving, Vinny. Sure, I don't doubt that. You're hoping Michael Garcia can do exactly what he did this year. Maybe he can. I hope he can. You're hoping that Salvador Perez, while Father Time, every year everybody's been waiting for it to catch up. It hasn't. So we just assume, well, it never happened. I think that's a risky proposition as well.
Oh, it's risky.
Then you're banking on bullpen, you can find pieces, but is Carlos Estevez going to lead the major leagues in saves again next year? Probably not. He had 42. That was the only bold prediction I got right, by the way, this season. Everything else was wrong. I don't know if you're going
Michael Massey at 25 homers. He was really good, by the way, since coming off the IL, but short tenure.
You know, so you're banking a lot of the negative stuff getting better and the positive stuff staying the same. I think that's very risky, which is why I think they have to go out and trade for an outfielder.
Specifically, they need a right-handed hitting outfielder. Yep. I mean, let's just be honest with their current lineup construction. The other part, and this is what the scariest part about the Royals is, they are pretty much spending an offseason saying, we are banking on, or have to bank on, Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione getting a lot better. That's it.
And it can happen, but it's definitely not a sure thing.
And Carter Jensen was really good. Actually, you're just counting on Carter Jensen being what he's shown so far in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's like 19 games.
And I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and Jack, it's the same as getting better. And Jack Caglione being a lot better. So it is definitely tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.